Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I actually was. I work for the Baldwin County EMA. We have been in the process of logistically helping the Baldwin County Health Department with mass vaccination clinics. I've had a citizen reach out to me this morning that I believe, from what he's telling me, would fall in the 1C group. But a question I've not had asked before was that his GP gave he and his wife both prescriptions for the vaccine. Do they make any exceptions when someone that doesn't fall in the A or B category has a prescription?
All right, so
they definitely would fall in the 1C, but that's
yes,
not
ma'am.
Open yet.
All right, so they're currently pre-registering everyone. I don't have that information that you are seeking, but they're currently pre-registering everyone, and once the vaccine becomes available, they're providing them with the phone call of the location and the time, but there
okay.
isn't a timeline on it right now.
Okay. So what would I need to call and tell him to go to the Department of Public Health website and pre-register?
Yes, ma'am. Now, you should tell him that he can pre-register. He can call I can give you the number that he can call so that they can get him pre-registered.
Sure.
What county?
Okay. He's in Baldwin.
All right. So the number that he should dial is
855-566-5333.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And he would just provide them with his county, and they'll get him pre-registered, and he'll be notified of when the next available vaccine.
Okay.
All right.
And is there any indication at this point of when 1C might perhaps open?
No, ma'am, not at the time. There isn't a timeline.
Okay. I know I've told him that, Arnese Media is mentioning that the Walmart and Sam's pharmacies may have vaccines, you know, but a lot of them are saying they still don't. And maybe the end of the month.
Yes, ma'am.
I've just never had, you know, someone call and say that they're
right.
Doctor given a prescription.
Right.
But she is in pretty bad health, and so I just wanted to know what I could tell him so he'd actually, you know, have his mind settled.
Yes, ma'am.
A lot of the elderly that are calling, you know, are kind of reaching dead ends, and they just need, you know, just somebody to talk to, basically.
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm sorry. I don't know if you can hear me. My phone is going in and out, but I hope
yeah.
we have been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the following website. So he could also visit adph.org or cdc.gov for more information.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Give him this information.
Yes, ma'am.
Afternoon.
Thank you. You
Bye-bye.
Too.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Thank you. Bye-bye.